For Nasty Boise State's athletic director joins us to ask the AD. He joins us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. This is your FM home for Boise State football with the first game on September 3rd, which probably can't come soon enough. Right, Kurt?
It's right around the corner, so looking forward to it.
Yeah. Kurt, I guess the news today came from Pocatello, and I'm sure you guys were well briefed on this. I know Kevin Satterley was there. And this vote on alcohol policies on campus, which affects every school in the state of Idaho, was taken, and the board sort of reiterating a policy that I thought we already knew. What did you take out of their decision today to say once again that they do not want alcohol on Boise State or Idaho State's campus?
Well, my understanding, at least, you know, to this point, was there was a request put in from the University of Idaho today on changing the rules on tailgating, and obviously from the board meeting, they decided they did not want to do that, and so, you know, for us, there's really no changes to be put in place this year, and we're going to go about it the same way we have, following the guidelines that we do, and it's really going to be, you know, for now, no different from us than it was, you know, over the last 3, 4, 5 years.
Kurt, how is that arrangement if you've got this rule per se over here and the enforcement of it is up to the school, and that's according to the State Board spokesperson we spoke to earlier today,
yeah.
And the school is deciding to work with the law enforcement people, and the law enforcement people must be telling you, here's how we'd like to do this. Is that accurate?
I would say so. You know, we just really try to do a good job in that parking lot. I mean, you know, you guys have been in there before. There's a lot of people having fun. There's guidelines that go with that in terms of no advertising and making sure that people are acting accordingly. And for the most part, I think they do a really good job of monitoring that. And, you know, knock on wood, but so far we really haven't had a lot of issues in our parking lot. And, We hope that we can continue to provide a safe environment, and we've done that so far, and I don't see any reason why we wouldn't continue to do that.
Kurt, there seems to be a little confusion, at least on my end, about the 10-10 zone and where it is and what it is. We all look and find the map with the big red line, but the State Board of Education is saying that even within those red lines, if it's on campus property, it's not part of the 10-10 zone. Can you drink legally within the 10-10 zone in the campus parking lots?
You know, Mike, that's probably not a question for me. I know that from our campus and the conversations that we've had with the State Board and with the local police department, that we monitor that as best we can, and we make sure that people aren't getting crazy and overindulging and doing the things that they're not supposed to be doing. And, you know, I would just hope that we continue to make sure that practice goes in the right direction. And like I said before, you know, so far I think we've been okay with that. And, you know, certainly if it ever gets out of hand, we've got enough security and law enforcement out there to make sure that people are acting accordingly, and hope we can continue to do that.
Kurt Apsey joining us, Boise State's athletic director. You can ask the AD by hashtagging that on your Twitter account or getting us off a commercial tire text to 424-9300. Kazen Prater on Sports Radio The Ticket.
You keep saying that there's never been any, you know, knock on wood, it's been pretty good situation so far, not a lot of issues. After the one-year pilot program, the Boise Police Department came out and said the pilot program was a success and we're going to keep it going.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that we grill you about alcohol every time you come on. And you know when you sit next to
us. I hate it too. Will you stop it?
It keeps coming up. But in an era, like this morning I woke up, Wake Forest is doing it. Every week you wake up and somebody's going in the other direction.
Yeah.
Here in Boise State, we're fairly neutral. It seems like we got a pretty good handle on it, and everybody says it's okay. So why is the State Board going backwards?
You know, Mike, that's probably certainly a question for them. And, you know, all I can do is, as athletic director of Boise State, is follow their policies and make sure that they're comfortable with the things that we're doing. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, it's unfortunate that we weren't able to continue the huddle. And that was something I think the fans really enjoyed. And it seemed to be a place where, you know, people could come and have a good time and have a cold beverage and something to eat, and their kids can play around. And, you know, like I told you guys a couple weeks ago, it doesn't pencil out. And the cost of putting it on without being able to do some things that we wanted to do, it just didn't make sense money-wise. And so, you know, they've got their reasons, and, you know, they're our governing body, and we've got to live by the the rules that they put down for us, and you know, that's what we do, and we move on. And so it's probably not good for me just to get into my personal opinion or anything on that. I just know that, you know, that's a rule and something that we've got to enforce that makes them comfortable about that. And as long as, you know, they want it that way, that's what we'll abide by. And you know, we move on, and that's kind of where it's at right now.
And just one more time to clarify then. So if you're in the parking lot and you bought an official tailgate pass and you're drinking a beer in a red Solo cup and doing all the things that Tailgate 101 says, you know, in the Boise Police Department and on the Boise State website.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Well, that's what we've been doing, and they seem to be, you know, somewhat comfortable with that. And I think there's a little bit of a gray area there, but at the same time, I think that they're very aware of what we're doing and how we're providing the security for it. And the local police, I think, do a great job of monitoring what's going on in that parking lot, and I hope that we can continue to do the same thing.
Kurt, the State Board of Education also provided a backdrop to extend the contract of Gordy Presnell, the women's basketball coach. Talk about where you think this women's basketball program is going with his leadership. He's been successful. I think he's popular with everybody that's gotten to know him.
Yeah. Well, Gordy's done a great job for us, and I think he's turned the program around. He's gotten them to the postseason. You know, we've been in the top three in the conference over the last couple of years, and we're always usually close to banging on at least getting into the championship game or coming close. And I think Gordy does a great job with the type of kids that he brings into the program. You know, their APR is as high as it's ever been, and their GPA is unbelievable. And he just has a program that's well-respected. They play hard. There's great kids in that program, and Gordy's just been terrific since he's been here. And, you know, we had no problem making a few changes in his contract. We want him to stay here, and I think he's doing a great job.
Kurt, I want to get back to the game day experience. This comes from Tom, as he wants to ask the AD. It's less than a month until the first home game. The game gets out close to midnight. It'll be dark. What are the contingency plans since that Friendship Bridge that goes into Julie Davis Park will be closed due to the park's closing at dusk? And most people, including this guy, park across the river from campus. And you could update us on the status of the Broadway Bridge in time for the 10th as well.
Well, our understanding is it'll be done. At least it'll be in a state where, you know, we'll be able to drive cars on it and people be able to walk over it. You know, the way that it's going right now, I think they're certainly making some headway, and they're telling us that they're on schedule. And so I'm hopeful that what they're telling us is true. And you know, as you guys know, on game day, that's an important thoroughfare for us, and we've got to have that open. So I know that they know that. You know, I would say if it's not even fully completed by game day, it'll at least be at a place where we can drive cars over it and our fans can walk over it. And, you know, they would open that up for game day and, you know, until the end of the game, and then probably close it down if they've got to finish some things after the first game. Because if I'm not mistaken, I don't think we play at home till 3 weeks after that Washington State game. So they'll do what they got to do to get it open for us for September 10th. And, you know, at least for now, we have no reason to believe that they're not going to be able to do that for us. So I think we're okay.
And when they approached, I don't know how you found out about this Broadway Bridge project, but was that in their plan when they came to Boise State and said, by the way, this is what's going on, and here's how we think it minimizes the impact on the university?
Yeah, they were in close communication with our campus, you know, not so much with athletics, but with our A&E services on campus and, you know, our security and everyone that kind of oversees traffic and parking and all that kind of stuff. So we were very aware of their plan and their timeline. And, you know, so far they've lived up to it. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to take a look at it, but
yes.
When it is complete, it's going to be terrific. I think it's going to be a great, another, you know, it's always been an entryway to the campus, but there's going to be some nice walkways, and I think it's going to be terrific for the city of Boise. And certainly if you're coming into campus, it's going to be, you know, just a great way to come in there. And we're really excited about it. And they've been great. They've been working with us closely and keeping us up to speed. And, you know, hopefully there'll be no surprises when we kick off against Washington State in early September.
I was going to ask you about did they make any kind of additions to people who want to walk across the bridge. Are there bigger, wider, stronger walk lanes? Do you know specifically what they're doing in terms of the walking traffic?
You know, Mike, I've seen pictures and drawings, so I know what I can see just by walking out there is there's all kinds of walkways and there's bigger sidewalks. I don't know if the only reason I know that is I used to jog over the river and go down there, and there had that sidewalk that was about 4 feet wide, and
yeah.
You know, I had to make sure there wasn't any bikes coming, or I would have been out in the center of the road. So I think from a safety standpoint, they've done a good job of widening that. I think there'll be a lot better, you know, opportunity for people to ride their bikes and walk along that bridge, which is certainly something that it needed. So I think it's going to be really nice, and we're looking forward to getting it completed.